ربنا
Supplication is the wealth of the believer and the bridge by which one achieves proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Exalted.
A path to salvation, a way to connect the two worlds. On the program, Bridge.
You're listening to the program Bridge on RIB English Radio with Sheikh Al-Musavi.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to IRIB English Radio. We are looking at the supplication of Al-Imam Ali As-Sajjad alayhi as-salam, specifically supplication number 8. Where the Imam seeks refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from few number of vices, amongst of which having less patience, sabr. We did say that we need patience in a number of places. One of the places that we need sabr is when we are trialed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or we are facing a calamity or a problem. So we ask the question, why does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala trials or sends calamities towards His servants? One of the reasons is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to purify me and you from sins. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He does understand that we as human beings, we are frail, we are weak, we can't bear and handle punishment, especially the punishment of hellfire, God forbid. We can't handle it, and especially for the mu'mineen, the believers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has came up with a system and a way where He could cleanse me and you of our sins before we get punished in hellfire. So He says, I will make sure that I cleanse you here, so when you come to me, you come to me clean and pure. Now, this is a big mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He sees me sinning, He will send the problem to me. And I have to suffer in this case, and I have to exercise patience, of course. And then, once I pass, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, okay, your sin has been forgiven, we won't punish you in hell, fire, God forbid. So this is a mercy. Imam As-Sadiq alayhi as-salam, he said in one of the beautiful narrations we have to read for you, but first let us take a break and then we come back.
A path to salvation, a way to connect the two worlds.
A bridge between Allah and His creation.
A bridge that is meant to take us to Allah, to take us to His proximity. A bridge that is in the form of dua and supplication.
In this program, we offer commentary on the du'as of As-Sahifatu Sajjadiyah of Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam.
The famous book of litanies, the Psalms of Islam.
Bridge.
Rabbana.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program, A Bridge, coming to you from IRIB English Radio. We said that one of the beautiful narrations from Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam, in this regard, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cleanses the mu'mineen in this world by throwing problems and calamities their way, so He would not punish them on the day of judgment. The Imam is talking to one of his companions, called Yunus. He said to him, Ya Yunus, Inna al-mu'mina akramu ala Allahi ta'ala min an yamurra alayhi 40 yawman la yumahhasu fiha min dhunubih. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is more generous that when it comes to a believer that 40 days passes on him, that He does not cleanse him from his sins. Walau bi ghammin, even if it's just a matter of just making him sad and upset. yusibuhu. So Allah might send a big thing to you, or, you know, during a 40-day period, or sometimes just, you know, you feel sad, you feel upset, you feel like you're out of order for an hour or two, for a day. And then the imam says, la yadri ma wachuh. The person doesn't understand, why am I sad? What's going on with my life? You know, I'm sure most of us have been through that stage where we feel depressed, we feel sad, but we don't know why. So the imam says, فَيَكُونُ ذَلِكَ حَتَّا لِبَعْضُ ذُنُوبِهِ. That would be a cause for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to relieve him and cleanse him of some of his sins. So Allah is generous. He says, you guys have a lot of sins. You have made a lot of mistakes. And I need to cleanse you. He cleanses us depending on our capacity. And obviously the least is just to make us upset and sad for a day, just so he does what? He cleanses us. So every 40 days, Allah says, not a 40 days that pass without me cleansing you. The cleansing sometimes happens daily for some believers. Sometimes it happens more often, frequently. Sometimes it could be every 2 weeks. But at least for 40 days, a person, a mu'min, has to be trialed in order to be cleansed from his sins. Let us take a short break and then we come back.
Listening to the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program A Bridge, coming to you from IRIB Radio. We said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to cleanse me and you of our sins in this world by sending problems and calamities to us in this world, even if it's just a headache. We have a hadith from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, Sida'u laylatin yahattu kulli khati'atin illa al-kaba'ir. A headache of one night, he says, it demolishes every sin except the major sins. So having a headache for one night, you're going through pain, you're not sleeping, you're complaining, you're, I don't know, a person starts to nag and this and that. But Allah saying, this pain that you're going through is a cause to demolish and remove and cleanse you, purify you from all your sins. Why should you be complaining about it? You should be thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we can see that even body pain is actually a form of cleansing for the believer. Of course, except the major sins. Major sins being the sins that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised those who commit them hellfire, like despair from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, committing adultery, and so on and so forth. So we have about 550 or more or less major sins, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, these ones I cannot forgive, unless a person obviously repents to Allah, which is a different story. But having pain, having, you know, suffering, whether it's physical, whether it's mental, like the hadith we read before, a person feels sad and depressed, or what it is, life matters, or where it is, life matters. It is all for my benefit. I should not be complaining. I should be happy. And we have many a hadith in this regard. Even there's a hadith from Imam Baqir alayhi salam where he says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends sickness and disease to a person just to cleanse him. And even when a person dies, Allah makes the process of extracting his soul very severe, that when his soul finally leaves the body, he leaves all his sins behind. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala constantly trying to find ways to make sure that he does not throw me and you in hellfire, that he does not get to punish me and you in hellfire. So we face with all these problems in life, calamities and what have you, but we need to have patience and understand them for what they are. Thank you for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Al Musawi in the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio.
هرگز نگیرد تا ابد آقا کسی جای تو را هرگز مخواد از کف دهم عشق و تولای تو را یا سجاد